It's wrinkled sheets. It's wrinkled sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to wrinkled sheets. Yeah.
Yay.
You're supposed to do it at the same time. Ready?
Yeah.
Hola.
It's freaking cold.
Why are you being so frigid?
It's not me. It's Mother Nature.
Right. It's just a minus 11 outside.
It's freaking cold.
See, I find the cold invigorating.
You're freaking weird. I am so cold. Like, I am cold to the, like, the bones.
Do you need to not podcast tonight? Do
no.
Do you want to put it off and just, well, I'll just post this part where you go, I'm too cold to do this.
No.
Okay.
When did you get that impression?
I don't know.
Wow.
Because you're freezing.
I am
to
cold.
To the bone. Down here
I'm
in the studio.
Talk about how cold it is.
Huh?
I have not posted on Facebook or Twitter about how cold it is, so
I
now
have.
I get to talk about it. I know you have, so you have no right.
I've posted a lot. Like
I know.
I
you post a lot.
If Twitter was heroin, I would be Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Too soon.
Is it too soon?
Too soon.
Oh.
Too soon. Wow.
I well, really what do you think
him.
About that?
I really liked him in Almost Famous because that's like one of my top three movies of all time.
He was really good in that. Gave that kid his first shot
mm-hmm.
at it. And,
yeah.
Uh-huh. But he was such a good actor anyway. I mean, it's a really good
Do you
good
think
actor.
That was because of the drugs? Because he's had drug problems forever, according to reports.
I think, according to my friend Colin, who I had the meeting with today about the TV show, we were discussing this death, and he said, and I agree, that most really good actors are weird.
Right.
Don't you? Like
yeah.
they're weird. Like, yeah. really good actors
like the people,
are just weird.
Even in that I have known that have been theater people, like in college, and even high school, those that were, like, in the theater fun, they were a little off.
Mm-hmm. So the better the actor, they're probably... Well, look at Joaquin Phoenix. I mean, there's a definite great actor.
Weird.
Weird. Just weird.
Weird as... Yeah.
But did it shock you when you heard about Philip Seymour? P-S-H?
I did not have any clue about his drug issues.
When I first heard it, I was like, so... no. Not really? And then on the airport, every screen was doing the CNN headline news, like, oh, it's for real.
Did you know about his drug issues?
No.
Oh.
I guess maybe I had to at some point, you know, that
right.
heard about
But it's just
rehab.
Another
Hollywood story,
yeah.
somebody else going into rehab. Speaking of which, I just read that what's-her-face was in rehab that just came out today. The Disney girl. Selena Gomez or whatever?
Selena Gomez went to rehab?
Yeah, for some kind of party personality disorder thing.
What?
Yeah, you'd have to Google and find out, but it was...
Why do you bring things up when you don't know what the heck you're talking about?
Because people that listen to this can Google...
I have a feeling that you would say the same thing to me if I did that.
I would say exactly the same. Yeah, apparently she had done something that she had to go to rehab for. It's like she was having a mental party person...
Wow. According to TMZ, she ignored the advice of medical professionals and waltzed out of rehab 14 days into a six-week program.
Ah, see? Now you... What's the facts, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm on it. Hold on. I'm waiting for TMZ to pull up. The weird thing is she dated Justin Bieber forever,
uh-huh.
and he really does need to go to rehab or something.
He's going to be kicked out of the country. I think that's going to...
No way.
You don't think so?
The government has so many issues to deal with that kicking Justin Bieber out of the country should not be at the top. And all of the charges, not all of them, but the majority of the charges that are pending against him
uh-huh.
are falling apart. When it comes to Florida, like the whole drag racing thing,
uh-huh.
they weren't drag racing. The cars were those really high-end Lamborghini, whatever cars. And you can pull up the information from the exact time that they were drag racing, and they were going 27 miles an hour. They did a blood test,
uh-huh.
and there was marijuana in his system,
right.
but he had no alcohol, and so they
but
can't...
he had illegal Xanax, and he's...
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
Gordon, I haven't heard
yeah.
that.
No,
no
he
way.
Did. He even mm-hmm. said to the cop when he was arrested that he had Xanax that his mom had given him.
Oh, yeah. But their whole charges are falling apart. Like, he has charges in Canada now, but that's not going to affect him in the U.S.
It could.
And the whole
they've got over 200,000.
Things.
They have over 200,000 signatures to deport him. And once it hits 100,000,
it's supposed to go.
It has to go to the.
Right. But I heard an interview with a lawmaker in Washington. And he was like, "We have more important things to worry about than a pop star."
Well, why don't they take care of that then? Apparently, they don't. I think that would be a good thing for Obama to do, to just go, "I'm gonna kick him out of the country." Let you know what I'm gonna do, ladies and gentlemen. I'm gonna kick Justin Bieber out of the country. And it would help be a distraction because everybody would be talking and thinking about that, and then he could do whatever else mm-hmm. that he does.
So you never let me find out what Selena Gomez was in rehab for, and I just found out.
Okay, Selena Gomez
was in rehab for alcohol, pot, and prescription Ambien. You were way off.
What?
What'd you say? Some party disorder?
Yes, she had some kind of... No, the thing that I read, and that's just TMZ. Whatever thing I... Oh. I'm just saying that's only their take.
Oh, okay.
You know, everybody's got
right.
But the news blurb that I got was that she had been in for some kind of mental...
And this said she left only 2 weeks in so she could go to Sundance, the film festival, mm-hmm. and that she told her people that she would return after Sundance.
And it's over. A week or two.
I don't follow that kind of stuff. I don't know. That's
you
sad.
You should follow that kind of stuff.
I got work stuff to follow.
No, see, that's why you should follow. I think people that get so worried about work, and I'm not saying,
typically like how I am now.
Yeah, but you get so lost in work that nothing pulls you out of it. Like if you had, mm-hmm. if you were really into arts or movies or what's going on and...
I love concerts. That used to be my escape. That was my thing. Like as soon as it get announced, I'd buy my ticket, and that was the next big thing.
You were in the front row.
Yep.
You were the tallest person at a Billy Ray Cyrus concert.
I know.
You were the tallest person. That's what you told me. I'm not making fun of you.
I was not in the front row. I was like 10 people away from the stage, but they just all happened to be shorter because at the time, Hannah Montana wasn't crazy sexual, and all these 10 and 12-year-olds were there. I think we've talked about it on this podcast, have we not?
I don't remember, but there's nothing wrong with revisiting a topic. Radio shows do that all the time.
All the time. You know, speaking of radio shows.
Yeah, I was just about, you beat me to it.
Booyah.
It's time for Bad Morning Show. Bad Morning Show Trivia. Bad Morning Show. Bad Morning Show Trivia. Yeah.
My next concert is Josh Grayson next Friday.
You know, this is like a real morning show. You just took the train of thought off the whole.
I was waiting for you to pull up the thing. I was continuing our conversation that we were having while you got ready.
And I'm pointing out how great that was because that was like a real morning show. Like, okay, great. Thank you. You know how you...
Oh, my cheesy voice.
Okay.
How
fast can an ostrich run?
How fast can an ostrich run? What are our choices,
Alex? A, 10 to 20 miles per hour. B, 30 to 40 miles per hour. Or C, 40 to 50 miles per hour. Don't answer. Wait. And don't Google, ladies and gentlemen.
Do
wait until the
Google.
End. It's more fun if you play along.
Yeah.
Did you like my fake morning show?
I did.
Okay. So stay tuned and listen to Fake Morning Friday Show, Morning Show Trivia. We'll be back right after this. Hey, are your eyes burning? Does your butt burn? You might have scratched your ass and touched your eyes.
Whoa.
Huh?
I don't know where you're going, but come back to the podcast.
Oh, sorry.
I do not know. Wow. I'm like, what are you doing?
I was doing a commercial break.
Oh.
Because I said, we'll be back.
This is commercial-free fun.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Wow. I thought you went crazy for a minute.
No, I was just making up a commercial
Holy
on the spot.
Cow. You okay?
Good. Did your eyes burn? Your
okay,
butt burn.
All right. We
Maybe
don't want to do that.
You scratched your butt and touched
yet.
Your eyes.
Dang. Oh.
Okay. So we discussed Philip Seymour Hoffman, and you were not totally shocked.
Right.
Okay. Now, did you see the article that said that?
No. I haven't read anything outside of
it. I posted it on my Facebook.
Oh.
It said his gay lover found him.
Oh, I didn't know he was gay.
I didn't either. That's why I was. Not that it matters. But
what
apparently.
What was that from Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
But then so I posted the article, and then somebody chastised me for posting articles like that you know, why can't we just let somebody die and not have to drag their name through the mud and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, hey, it's a news article. You know, if it's false, it'll be taken care of later. It'll be, you know.
Hmm. Jay Leno is signing off. Is it tonight?
Squirrel. What? Huh?
Nope.
He's signing off tonight?
Is it tonight?
Yes.
That's really sad.
I know. You know, I tell you what's even more sad about it.
It's the second time?
Huh? It's the second time. So I don't think he'll cry this
22
time.
22 years?
No, yeah, but here's the bad thing. I was booked for the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Uh-huh. I got booked to do the show, and then I got bumped because something, I can't remember exactly what happened. I sort of do, but anyway, I didn't make the show. And then I didn't get booked back on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson because it was right there when he was going to retire, and they started bringing back all the guests, and they did like this goodbye thing. So I never made it back. So this is another 22 years. Just reminded me that it's been 22 years since I didn't get on the Tonight Show.
So were you back in the green room?
No, I was actually...
Because when you hear about getting bumped from shows like that, like the whole, I think one of, Is it Jimmy Fallon?
Well, they do it a lot where they're like, we ran out of time. We're really sorry. We'll get you back. You know how they do that?
I don't know if it's Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel. One of them, at like every night, they're like, sorry, Matt Damon. Ran out of time.
Yeah, they
like,
do that a lot. Yeah. That's how. But no, the way I got bumped was I was had been in Hawaii doing a show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was supposed to come back and meet with Jim McCauley, who was the booking guy at the Tonight Show. And we were going to go over my set again to make sure that it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And my plane back from Hawaii got delayed, and I missed my meeting with Jim McCauley. And then after that, it was like, well...
Sorry.
Yeah.
No time.
Yeah, it's going into this mode and blah, blah, blah. And yeah. I mean, I'd already been booked. I'd been to the NBC studios. Jim McCauley, who is now dead, God rest his soul, walked me around the Tonight Show set and showed me, goes, that's Johnny's star, and over here is where you'll stand, you would come out. So I'd already been through all of that.
Wow.
And the weird part about this, Jim McCauley ran into me years later, not like 3-4 years later at the Improv, and he told me, he goes, you know, I'm really sorry that happened, because he goes, I know there's, at that point, there was nothing bigger in a comic's career than getting on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. He goes, I know how it must have felt having that close and getting the rug pulled out from under you. He goes, I'm really sorry. I go, hey, you know, that's life, that's showbiz, that's the way things happen, you know?
And you're happy and everything's good.
Yeah, I'm totally happy. I'm happy the way my career's turned out. I'm happy to be in the basement recording a podcast for free. Did that sound real at all?
That's a little awkward. Okay. I don't know what to say.
Okay.
Are you good?
I'm good.
Are you joking?
I'm good. Can we make this, or will we be recording another one before Valentine's Day? Do you know if that... I don't know, because the time period of when I'm gone and when I'm home.
You leave next Friday?
Thursday.
Next Thursday? No way, Jose. Yeah. No way, Jose.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Why are you making frowny face?
That sucks.
I know. But I've got to make a job, because I'm very happy with my career the way it's turned out.
Yeah, you're right. Thursday.
Yeah.
I believe this will be the only... this will be the... Happy Valentine's Day!
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody!
This is our Valentine... Yeah, because I have HR meetings all week. Friday is my first... I was thinking we could record Friday, but you'll be in Tulsa.
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. By
Four
the way,
hours away from my parents.
If you're anywhere in the area of Tulsa, Oklahoma, make sure you find your way to the...
Looney Bin
Comedy Club there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And so anyway, if this is going to be the Valentine's show, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Because apparently now kids are not allowed. Remember in elementary school when you gave out Valentines, or you buy the boxes
and those
of Valentines?
Candy hearts. I love
you
those
wrote
candy
everybody
hearts.
Kid's name on it.
Yes.
And I don't know how they did it at your school. Everybody had a little like a heart
box.
Envelope. You put
we had a box. Yeah.
You put the stuff in, and everybody got there. But then kids started getting their feelings hurt because they didn't get the same number of Valentines from other kids, and so they were doing away with that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So how did y'all? How did you do it?
I never counted mine. I It seemed like every year there was always one person I wanted to get a Valentine from, and I made sure to make their Valentine extra special. And I know I don't ever recall being disappointed. Like, I always got the Valentine.
And who was this person you tried to...
Well, it was different every year. Oh. You know, you always have your crush in your classroom, didn't you?
So it's kind of... Is it unique that I've lasted more than a year?
That's not what I meant, but you have your classroom crush, didn't you? Like, out of the 26 kids in your one class, there was always that cute girl that you were like...
No.
Oh.
No.
I think there was one boy that lasted all the way fourth through seventh grade.
Fourth grade?
Yes, I always had a crush on him. We went out for a bit.
How do you go out in fourth grade?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll meet you at the water fountain?
We actually played on the same soccer team in fourth grade. And my parents were bad at remembering to take me and pick me up. So his dad was our coach.
Uh-huh.
And
He'd swing by and pick you up.
So we got to hang out in the back of the car. And it was a station wagon.
With the seat that faced the back?
No.
It wasn't that old.
Okay.
No, it wasn't that old.
No. No, but I think that, and then after that ended, our relationship went downhill.
What Valentines did you pick out, like a theme? Were you any of those kind of, like, to...
Whatever my parents could afford.
You know, like, they've got the Ninja Turtle, or they've got the,
right.
You know,
I think I
Hannah Montana,
strawberry
the whole box of them.
Shortcake 1 year. I think I had, like, the generic ones the rest of the years. You know, the ones that...
The real generic, that just say, like...
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, or show a picture of
a
tulip and it'd say, my tulips are for you.
No, it was never that racy.
Really? Because I remember that being stupid as a kid. I remember in elementary school, that was one of the Valentines. I'm like, I don't even want to give this to anybody. You know those kids, you punched them out of the sheet. They were like kind of perforated.
Yes,
you punched
yes.
them out. And I remember that tulip with that saying. I thought, that's really goofy for kids.
You were a very smart kid.
What about the candy hearts? Did you?
I love them still.
Do you have to read them before you eat them?
No, because they say the same thing every year.
No, they're supposed to be.
They're not. Like you're great. Love you.
Uh-huh.
They're all the same.
Kiss me.
Yeah. I think it got harder in high school because, you know, like, there were those girls, they got roses delivered and, like, get a little thing in your classroom around 6th or 7th period that said, you have something special to pick up in this room. And, like, there was a line of girls and I was never that girl.
Wait, I know nothing about this.
Oh.
What is this?
Like, in high school, you get to the point where, like, the boyfriend's mom will, like, send you flowers or, like, your mom will send you a big bouquet of flowers. So you're a girl that, it's kind of like the girls at the office. Like, you always want to be the girl at the office that gets flowers on Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
And this happened in high school. And so, like, at 7th period, you walk by this place where they had all of the stuff stashed that had been delivered by these delivery people. And it was kind of sad. I'm like,
Was this only your school? Because I've never heard of
this. Oh, I don't know.
Your school was so, like, well, you got to go down to the room and find out what you get.
Right. So you go down and they give you whatever was delivered from the flower.
And sometimes your parents would send you flowers just so you didn't feel like you didn't get anything?
Not me, but there were girls that, yeah, they never had boyfriends, but they were popular, so their parents, like, had to maintain that popularity.
So it looked like you're popular. You,
right.
Look, somebody,
you get a dozen roses.
Somebody sent me flowers.
Right.
They had to have gotten rid of this now. Schools, you know how bad
really?
That, yeah, think about in this day
okay,
of
yeah,
PC.
Okay, yeah, it made me feel
kinda
bad, but guess what? It didn't kill me. I'm fine. Like, it
really?
Was part of life. Yeah, I am fine. Thanks. For verifying.
Do you want to talk about this, Selena?
Give me some Ambien and some Bieber.
What is the weirdest Valentine's gift you ever got from a boy?
There was a boy. It was freshman year of high school, and it didn't come through the cool way where you get the note. I got, like, a stuffed pig that was holding a heart put into my locker because I wasn't smart enough to have a lock that year, and it was not a boy I was interested in. A stuffed pig. I remember going,
damn, I got to take stuff back.
Yeah. I don't want any stuffed pigs.
But you sleep with a stuffed dog.
No, I don't.
You do, too. No, you sleep with a stuffed dog.
Okay, when you're out of town, I need something to cuddle with. And Butterfly, the dog, our poodle thing, only cuddles to a point. I do have a stuffed dog.
Sometimes even you'll go, hand me the dog.
When you're not being very lovable and you've got other things working, I sometimes need to cuddle with a dog that is stuffed with cotton.
And it's holding a heart.
I don't even know where I got that.
I don't either.
It was in one of my boxes.
Yeah. Just one day it showed up. I'm like, wow, she cuddles with some stuffed toy another guy gave her. Huh.
No. I threw all those out.
Did you?
Yes. I have something. I'm thinking it came from my grandma's house. She had a bunch of stuffed animals.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to cuddle with stuffed animals when I was a child. Obviously haven't grown out of that. But I think it came from her house. Yeah.
So do you feel like you need to cuddle something to fall asleep? Because a lot of girls have those pillows, those body pillows. I've seen the one that's like a fake boyfriend arm. Have you seen that? It's a pillow with an arm.
Yeah. No, sometimes you got to feel a little comforted.
Uh-huh.
And you don't go to bed at the same time I do.
No.
You might go to bed, but you don't go to sleep. And I just want to feel.
You put on your eye bra and you go to sleep.
You guys got it. You got it. Hear about this eyebrow.
I might have to take a picture. We can post pictures.
I tried to take a picture, but there was no good picture.
No, there's not a good picture. It just looked like you have a bra on your face.
That's it does. Exactly. It's what a sleep mask. Yeah, but it looks like with the pattern that's on the mask
and the design,
and the shape, it looks like a bikini top. Yeah. And I don't know. I tried to take some pictures because I wanted to share it with the world, but I'm like.
I think when you put on the mask. In the teeth guard.
I am hot as hell.
It's hard to keep my mind on NCIS. I'm just telling you.
The dentist told me I have to wear my mouth guard. I wear a lot of tension in my jaw.
Uh-huh.
And you gotta have to.
Yeah, you don't want TMJ or whatever. Right. I text conversation with my dentist, Dr. Stang from Stanley Shores. Dental. If you're in Denver, they're great. Look them up. But anyway, we had
no commercials here.
We just had a text message back and forth because I heard about a device instead of a CPAP machine. There's a dental device that works kind of the same way. So I wrote him and said, "Is that true?" He goes, "Oh yeah, we make them here at the."
Are they expensive?
I don't know. I didn't ask him how much it was. I just was asking if this was true because I just heard about it. And
you haven't been snoring much.
I haven't?
No. You've been quiet.
I think, since I've lost weight, I think that weight has a whole lot to do with snoring.
How much did you lose? Like 5 pounds?
5 pounds.
That's not a lot.
No, but I was told years ago when I had my sinuses, had my nose, because I had a deviated septum. No, I had a really bad.
Jennifer Aniston said she had a deviated septum.
Yeah, well, she's lying. She had a nose job. I actually couldn't breathe out of once. I had a baseball hit me in the face and broke my nose, and that was the whole. So anyway, that doctor said, I said, "Will this help my breathing, snoring?" He goes, "Everything helps breathing." He goes, "You lose 10 pounds, it helps." So
interesting.
Yeah.
I haven't been sleeping well lately, and so I have noticed. Because before, when I would wake up, you'd be all, and
was it that bad? Did it sound just like that?
It was pretty.
Did it sound?
It was pretty extensive, but yeah, it's gone. You're good.
It wasn't one of those where I have to fall asleep before he does.
Right. I don't know. It used to be like that, but I'm good now. I'm good.
As long as you can cuddle with that little stuffed animal in the heart and put your bra on your face, you're all right.
I sound really fun. I bet people want to hang out with me right now.
I bet they do, too. That's one of the reasons people love this podcast.
And we're relatable.
They are. People go, look, it's not just us.
Yeah.
Are you done?
Nope. I actually got a comment. I think it was about this podcast, about how we are very relatable.
Who said
that? Keep it up. I don't know. I've started this new thing. If people follow us or like us on Facebook, I thank them. I know. Weird.
That's nice, though.
Right. And I think it was for the Wrinkled Sheets podcast. I defriend them, and then I send them an email that says,
why do you defriend them? You have a thing about social media.
I'm really sucky at it.
You don't like to be social. The whole point of like, because you're like, well, who's that? I don't know. They just...
I've gotten better. When was the last time you heard me complain? I have gotten better. Think about it?
Okay. But that's why, like I told you now, the Wrinkle Sheets Twitter has like...
That does not count.
No, it does. Because people, it's all follow. I tell everybody that doesn't like Twitter, I don't like it because I don't... You have to follow to get followed. If you tweet, nobody gets it because you're not being followed. And that's the whole point of just these follow-back programs. And if they don't unfriend you, they're getting your tweets.
So the only tweets that we really send out right now are from our Facebook with links to our show.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll tweet something on Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah. I'll just put something up. But that's good, though.
Did you do the follow back with Butterfly again?
No.
Because I got a lot of follows today.
I know.
Butterfly has her own Twitter account.
I think what happens is when people start following something, their friends look, or other people look to see who they follow.
Who has this much time?
Everybody in the world, apparently.
I think that they're on some... They're trust fund children. Yep. They don't have jobs.
Well, most people don't get lost in their jobs.
I'm not and lost I shouldn't in say, my job.
No, I don't mean that. Most people don't care about their jobs as much as you do then. Don't
I
you
am
read
a
all
very
the time,
passionate person.
Because don't you read all the time about how much productive time is lost on all these stuff? Like $3 billion is lost every year on, you know.
Not for me. I'm way boring. I hate not being busy at work. But there is a line.
What's the line?
I don't know, but I have crossed it. I worked from 7:30 this morning until 6:30 tonight.
You know when you've worked too much?
What?
When you just snap at a coworker.
I did that yesterday.
I know what I'm saying.
And I wrote her a card, and she gave me a hug today, and we're friends again.
Isn't that the nicest? Let's just tell the story. You were having a conversation with
a
coworker.
I was very passionate.
And then all of a sudden, you were just like, raised your voice. And
I didn't yell. I raised my voice, but it was uncalled for.
Right. And then she said something about, well, we just won't talk then, will we?
No, she was like, okay, I'm going to be quiet now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. And then you got to thinking about it, and you thought.
It made me feel horrible.
And I think it's really nice that you got a card, filled it out, and like.
Well, thanks.
Apologize. The reason I'm bringing this up is because I think it's nice.
I thought you were going to make fun of me.
No. I think it's nice. I think that people should hear that it's okay every once in a while. If you blow your top.
You apologize.
I've
done that with you before. I may not have written a card, but the next day I'll be like, I am really sorry that I was like that.
Well, you yell at me all the time.
No, I don't.
You don't yell at anybody at work most of the time.
No.
Or you don't yell at your parents. And then you come home and you take it out on me because
I do not yell at you.
I'm trapped, huh? I can't go, screw this, I'm out of here. No, I live here. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Am I bad about this?
No.
I don't do it a lot.
No.
I don't raise my voice
at you.
But you
told me. You've said to me, I'm sorry I take this out on you.
Yeah, because you're my person. Sorry. Yeah. You volunteered.
Yeah. Yeah. But in the old days or in the past, didn't women do that to other women? I mean, wasn't that like one of those deals that girls got together and just bitched about
stuff? Do you want me to have friends that are closer to me than you are?
No, not in a lesbian way.
Not sexually, emotionally.
Well, aren't you supposed to have... Because I think there's things that guys can relate to, and there's things that women can relate to.
Oh,
you know
I
what
gotcha.
I mean? Like, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, when you do things that annoy me, I complain about it to my girlfriends.
Do you?
No.
Really?
No.
Because when women do that, I always think their friends look at the person weird.
I know. That's why I try not to do that.
Like, if you go to work and you say something... Then they look like, well, you know.
No.
Do you get that? Does that happen at work? Have you had somebody tell you, and then you look at their boyfriend or partner different?
Yes. No current coworkers, but former coworkers. Yeah, definitely. And I'm like, I don't understand what she sees in him. He takes her for granted. Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's the same thing, I think, when you should never tell your parents the same thing, too.
Yeah, I've never talked to my parents about my relationships.
Because then you go, every time they come around, like, well, you know, they're not really getting along, or, you know.
So, your mother knows a lot about your ex-relationships.
Oh, that's because they talk.
Not all of your exes talk to your mother.
No, but
she knows about all of your ex-relationships.
Right, she talks.
I got a download the first time I met your mother. So, where'd she learn that from?
She just talks. My mom.
Who does she talk to get that information?
Well, at the time, she would always... My mom's a talker, as you know.
Yes.
So she talked to the exes at that time. That's why I'm bringing this up, because it was very
and
much...
And so she made these judgments, and then when you broke up, she's able to throw them out into the world.
Right.
So I wonder what her judgment bank contains of me.
Oh, I don't know. This could be bad.
If
she hears about you snuggling with a dog and wearing a bra over your face...
She's going to judge me a little bit, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That girl was just a weirdo.
Now, I did not like that one.
She did not have a good relationship with her parents.
She didn't get to go down the hall to the gift room in school.
Dang. Yes. Your mother is a sweet lady. I love her. But she is a talker, and I do worry about... Hopefully nothing in this world will ever come between us and we'll be together forever, but if something were to happen, I want to know what she says to other people about me.
Well, maybe people will hear this and tell you what's been
said.
Wait
a second.
Huh?
Oh, you think she's already talking?
No! See, I love this.
Dang!
I love doing this, stirring stuff up like that.
I'm calling Mama Nell.
Mama Nell, what do you think about me?
Honestly.
Tell me the truth. Am I better than the last four or five?
Weren't there more than that?
I don't know. I just I randomly threw a number out. Good God.
Three ex-wives, but there's lots of girls in between those wives.
So, let's do trivia and wrap this bitch up. You want to?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, no, wait. One more thing that I knew I'd forget this. I wanted to bring this up.
Because of Valentine's Day?
No, this was just because of you.
I love you,
this
too.
This is so totally because
of... Am I going to love you after this?
You, yeah. Okay. This is where you come from. You ready?
Oh, crap.
Proposal to make the high five the state greeting of Missouri.
High five, you! I love my high five!
Missouri State House Representative Courtney Allen Curtis has introduced a bill to make
the high five
the official greeting of the state of Missouri. Curtis says he chose the high five over the fist bump because we're not, quote, New Jersey. I thought the official state greeting of New Jersey was yo.
Awesome sauce.
Is it?
That's so cool. High five, Missouri. I'm always saying high five.
What state has an official greeting? I've never even heard of that before, much less to go, you know what? Our official greeting ought to be the high five.
Well, you know, there's a lot of meth in Missouri.
Is there?
Mm-hmm. It's the number one state for meth.
That's right. I saw Winterbone.
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 I swear that Justified could be based out of Missouri.
I thought that, too. When we first started watching Justified, I thought...
So did I. I was like, where is this from?
This looks like...
very Winterbone.
Looks very like Winterbone, but then it wasn't. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? Before we go, we should talk about...
We're not going anywhere.
Huh?
We're not going
Before we wrap up the show. Because I haven't done the trivia yet, but so it's not over. We didn't talk about, or have we? I don't remember. Did we discuss or review Her? The movie Her? Mm-hmm. I don't think we did.
What movie did we talk about last?
I don't remember. We need to keep better notes about the show. It wasn't Her. I think it was... I don't remember. But Her. Let's talk about Her.
Yes.
Starring Joaquin Phoenix.
I was talking to someone else about that.
And written and directed by Spike Jonze.
So it's about an operating system, and not your average operating system that jacks up your phone and makes everyone mad on Facebook and Twitter, but an operating system that has the ability to be like a person.
It's like a real Siri. When I first read about it, I thought, oh yeah, it's Siri. But mm-hmm. It's like if Siri could learn and honestly react.
And have feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And how sad was it? Oh, I can't talk about that. That'd probably give away too much.
No, you can talk about it. You could talk.
I didn't like her in the end.
You didn't?
She was a million time and whore.
Well, she was an operating system.
You don't throw the L word out there. Unless you mean it.
She really jacked with him, though. And I have to say, I loved the movie because I thought it was great to see a movie that was totally original.
It really was.
You know what? It wasn't a police movie. It wasn't a lawyer movie.
And it was so relatable. Everyone is, their phone is already their
best friend. They talk to it. They're chatting on it. They're tweeting on it. Everything, your life is in that phone. And then Spike Jonze just gave it life.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think you liked it as much.
I really did. It was weird, but I really did like it.
Because I definitely would give it a top of the line.
It's no Francis Ha. I would give it 4.
4 pillowcases?
Yeah.
I'll give it 4 and more.
4 and more?
4 and more. 4 and more. I'd give it a zebra print.
A zebra print?
A zebra print pillowcase. Because I'm saying, go see it. I would tell people.
It was freaking awesome.
But sometimes when you tell people to see movies, you feel like they're going to hate it. Mm-hmm. Does this seem like one of those movies that, you told me to go see that? I hated it.
You should not share that with people because obviously you are a retard.
Right. Did you feel that way about, I know you love Francis Ha. We bring it because I did too. But can't
Nobody
you see that that was
I
one
talked
of
the, to went
has ever
saw
seen it?
It?
They were like, yeah. What? Uh-huh. What?
I'm like, it's an independent movie. And immediately they're like, what? When's the next Terminator coming out? How about RoboCop? Whee!
I had the conversation today in the meeting that I had with Colin. We were discussing Matthew McConaughey.
I like him a lot.
And how good he was in Mud.
Amazing.
Loved the movie
Another
Mud,
movie I
that
was...
most people didn't get, but it was an award winner at the film festivals. Mm-hmm. And so I brought up how good I thought he is in True Detective.
Ooh. Yep, he's amazing.
I'm loving True Detective.
It's great.
I think you think it's a little weird.
It's awesome. Listen to my other podcast. I love it. I love Matthew McConaughey.
Well, I know. All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right.
But I really love it. You kind of watch it and...
While I tweet.
Yeah. Yes. It's like you like it.
It's a little weird.
It's good, but...
I'm
because you'll look up and you'll go, oh, ew, that's gross. Like there's blood or something.
I miss
or there's
the pretty Matthew.
That's exactly... I think that's where I was going with this. You want 10 ways to lose a man.
How to lose a guy in 10 days.
Yeah, that thing. You want that where you haven't been liking the Killer Joe, him and Killer Joe.
That
or him
chicken
and True
scene
Detective.
Was uncalled for. I liked Killer Joe until that chicken leg scene.
Where he makes her go down.
We don't have to discuss what happens if you
Right, but you
know.
Don't like this Matthew McConaughey. Like you, if he's gotten, he's a better actor like Dallas Buyers Club. He was great in.
Right.
But that wasn't his... good-looking, perky kind of 10 ways to lose your man in a job.
I don't care if he's a great actor. He's pretty. And I love his voice.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
He doesn't sound like that.
Beef, it's what's for dinner. All right.
I don't know. There's something about him.
Where were we the other day that somebody...
The funnel cake man.
Right. We were...
He ruined it.
We were at the stock show in Denver at the funnel cake. That's right. Cause we're those kind of people.
Once a year, we get a funnel cake. It's been 3 years since we had a funnel cake.
So the guy working the booth there at the funnel cake, heavy set Hispanic dude...
As he's making our funnel cake...
Goes, all right, all right, all right.
And he just kept doing it.
All right, all right, all right.
I'm like.
All right. And you just looked at me like.
Make him stop.
He's doing Matthew and me. That's not right.
Yeah.
Well, the cat is pawing at you. We didn't make it to a podcast without mentioning Rain.
An animal.
This is Rain, by the
Rain.
Way.
He's not Podcat. Pooh Bear's Podcat. What's Rain's name?
I've never given him just a. Podcat was just because when I started doing my podcast, she'd climb up here in my lap and sit here and rub her head on the mic and stuff. I think she got used to me coming down and doing the podcast. She doesn't really care.
Oh.
But Rain obviously wants attention. So we will wrap this up. Didn't we do the trivia?
We did not.
We got
focus.
Okay.
High five.
What was I? It was the ostrich, wasn't it?
It is.
I'm looking it up.
How fast does an ostrich go?
How fast can an ostrich run?
I'm going to go with C.
40 to 50 miles per hour?
Mm-hmm.
It was, okay, it's A, 10 to 20, B, 30 to 40, or C, 40 to 50 miles an hour. You're going to go with C?
Mm-hmm.
Ding, 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 ding.
Is that the first one I got right?
That is the very first one you've ever gotten right.
That's awesome.
That's pretty amazing.
I was thinking like 60 miles an hour, and then that wasn't an option. So, yeah.
That's pretty fast for a wingless bird to run.
I know. I've always thought they're very fast, and they have very large eggs.
Yeah. They must have very large vaginas they fall out of.
Ew. On that note...
All right, we'll see you. Oh, wait, thanks for listening. Wrinkled Sheets 1 at Twitter, PinkBarb27 at Twitter, Steve McGrew at Twitter. You can find us
Tulsa.
On...
Tulsa?
Yeah, huh?
You're in Tulsa?
Oh, yeah, find me at Tulsa Comic Club. I was given all the contact information.
Oh.
Find us on Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Spreaker, and share it with your friends, please. Make sure if you like something in this podcast, it's free entertainment, and it's better than most morning shows.
And like we said earlier, it's commercial free. So driving in your car, you're not going to have to listen to some Joe Blow try and sell cars or jewelry or.
What's your most annoying? What's your most annoying is?
I haven't heard any commercials. I'm waiting though.
Yeah, there's nothing for marijuana commercials yet. But is there a commercial on the radio right now that makes you go ugh?
All commercials. Every area has that jewelry guy. We have Shane.
Back, you got a friend in the diamond
back in Missouri
business.
It was Woody
all
Justice.
Right, all right, all right.
And like they sound the same. And then there's always that, you know, Mike Naughton is
Big for, Mike Naughton is for.
And obviously he's fabulous at marketing because I know his song.
Yeah. But we're fabulous too. We gotta go.
Bye.
See ya. We got distracted again.
I'm gonna get off on a tangent.
Bye.